This is the NewsRent Finance Podcast. It's Friday morning, March 6th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsrent.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Stonegate updates coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings, Inc., 2025 Q4. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings, Inc. In fiscal year 25, NCSM grew revenue by 13% to $183,600,000 despite challenges, driven by product strength across regions. The quality of growth was solid, with adjusted EBITDA rising 20% to $26,700,000. Free cash flow nearly doubled to $18,900,000, reflecting the benefits of the asset-light model. NCSM exits FY25 with a strong balance sheet supporting continued growth. Update. Critical materials investments are kicking off as demand rises. Sprott's SETM ETF offers wide exposure. Critical materials investments are gaining momentum as demand rises. Sprott's SETM ETF provides broad exposure to various materials companies amid growing concerns over supply chain security and resource nationalism. With countries like the U.S. and Australia signing agreements to reduce dependence on rival nations for critical minerals, investors are eyeing opportunities in this emerging sector. Learn more about investing in critical materials with Sprott's ETF.
Reviewing the capital structure of Meridian Holdings, Inc., MRDNDN.MRDDN.org. Meridian Holdings, Inc. has reduced its total debt by 37%, $25,900,000, through Q3 2025, following the full prepayment of a promissory note in April 2025. With a net leverage ratio of 1.2 times adjusted EBITDA, the company maintains a solid cash position of $22 million to support investment in platform innovation and expansion.
Pocketsmith Wellesley's passage of Canada's Consumer-Driven Banking Act. Pocketsmith acknowledges the passage of Canada's Consumer-Driven Banking Act, enabling open banking for the first time in the country. CEO Jason Leong sees this as a positive step toward giving consumers better control over their finances. While optimistic, the company is cautious about potential delays in implementation as seen in other countries. Pocketsmith, known for its advanced financial tools, looks forward to supporting a secure and consumer-centric system for Canadians.
Realos announces pricing of upsized $50 million public offering. Realos Inc. has announced the pricing of its upsized $50 million public offering, consisting of 2,702,702 shares of common stock at $18.50 per share. The underwriters have a 30-day option to purchase up to an additional 396,963 shares. The offering is expected to close on March 9, 2026, with proceeds intended for working capital and general corporate purposes.
Is AOC MDEEAORA? Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.